The following shir has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Dayan at the Beis Avad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Today's daf is daf Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Vav. The Gemara is discussing the Mishnah on daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah is discussing what happens, what to do for a Yid buys a kli, a utensil from a guy, how it is that he goes about making it kosher for a Yid to use. The Mishnah describes the Hagala and the other various ways of being machshir the kli. But in the Gemara on daf Ayin Hei discussed that in addition to the hechsher mentioned in the Mishnah, there's also a person has to be toivel the kelim. The Gemara went on to discuss the halachas of tulas kelim. In the previous year, we started discussing the halachas of tulas kelim. Mitzvah Shem, today we're going to go through more of the halachas that are relevant to tulas kelim. So the Gemara brings down on daf Ayin Hei a maisa of Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef that he purchased a utensil made out of material called marda. And some say pachra, which Rashi explains that is a mixture, some sort of clay made out of a different clay with tzviyei bakar, basically a type of clay. And he thought that he should be toivel this kli. And the Gemara says that how Rabbanan, one of the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, told him, "L'didi mifisha minei Rabbi Yochanan matchas amurim b'parsha." That he has a Messiah from Rabbi Yochanan, that the only type of kli that requires tvila is a kli made out of metal. That is the only kli that is chayiv in tvila minatayah. Now, there's a very, if you look in the pasuk, when it says that kli matchas amurim b'tayah, what the Gemara means is that the pasuk enumerates six types of metals. The pasuk says, ach es azov, es a kesef, es a nechayshus, es a barzov, es a bdil, es a yifares. These six types of metals, those are the ones that the Torah is talking about. Now, there's a contemporary question about metals that were discovered in much later generations, such as aluminum or pewter. Those are two metals that they didn't have in the days of the Chumash or the days of Chazal. It was discovered much, much later. So the Chayinim discuss, are those materials also chayiv in tvila min haTorah, the way other metals are. So this question is discussed by the Sefer Zer Zohov around the Esrevet Ha'orich, and really he brings down Tut Sadim. He's not at all sure. He brings down, on the one hand, the Torah doesn't say a Lashon of Mateches, the Torah doesn't say a Lashon of metal, rather the Torah enumerates exactly these six things. On the other hand, he says it's possible that since these things are all the metals that they had at the time of Matan Torah, so by enumerating all of these metals, the Torah means to say that all metals are chayiv in tefillah min haTorah. In the end, the Zer Zohav is nisher b'tzarech Ian. He's not sure if aluminum pewter are chayiv in tefillah min haTorah or not. Now we find two grosser paiskim, two very big paiskim of our generation. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky wrote a letter published in the Sefer Tfilas Kalim about this, and they discussed this issue. Rav Moshe says that from the fact that Torah enumerates these six metals, and the Torah doesn't say just a generic term for metal, that would indicate that it's only these six. Rav Moshe points out that the one who gave the Torah is also the one who certainly knows about metal, and the Baruch Shalom knows that one day they're going to discover metal, nonetheless, the Baruch Shalom didn't say a generic term for metal, rather, the Baruch Shalom enumerated these six specifically. That would seem to indicate that the Baruch Shalom only meant these six specifically. He did not mean to be kollel metals that will be discovered later. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also says a similar svara. His lashon is that it's like shisha ksuvim habam keachod. Rabbi Yaakov means is that whenever you have two psukim that discuss a certain type of thing, then a certain idea, and they discuss the same idea, if the Torah repeats it twice, we can't learn out from them. So from the fact the Torah had to repeat six types of metals, and each one, that indicates that it's only these six, and we can't learn to any other type of metal that he'll describe. He also points out, like Rav Moshe, that the Baruch Shem, that he knows that there's other metals, he certainly would find that if he wanted to mean only metal, he would say a lashon that indicates only metal. Now, the Chayyim is a mockum to Meir on Rabbi Yaakov saying this thing that there's Shisha Ksuvim Vayim Ke'achad, by the fact that the Torah says these six metals, it's like a miyut, that there's no other metal. The Torah means Bedavka these six, because the Rishon of course knew that there's going to be discovered six, that because the Chayyim could be Oymed on, you could be Mefakbik a little bit on what he's saying, from the fact that we find that the Torah, it discusses, when the Torah talks, it's talking specifically to the Dar of the Mekablei Torah. For example, the Torah says that the time of Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis is Uvkumecha, when people are engaged in getting up and arising. So Chazal say that Bizmanom, that for Bnei Melachim, a certain segment of society, that was 3 hours Shoyis Manias into the day. So therefore, the Zman of Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis is 3 hours Manias into the day. And that's the Zman Kriyashma we use. Now, this is the time of Uvkumecha, the time that people wake up, really changes from generation to generation. Certainly today, certainly the time that people wake up has nothing to do with 3 hours Zmanias into the day. Whatever it is, it has nothing to do with Shoyis Manias. We work on clocks. And therefore, from the fact that we see that the Zman Kriyashma, nonetheless, is 3 hours of Shoyis Manias into the day, we see that this concept, that the Torah, when the Torah talks, it's talking exclusively to the Dar Mekabli Torah, and whatever the Torah means when it's speaking to them, so that we have that Messiah, that's what the Torah means for us too. So therefore, it's a little bit difficult to understand that there should be a concept of Shisha Ksuvim HaBayim Ke'achad, that it's unnet to say that there's the Torah is repeating extra psukim by enumerating all the metals that were known to them, because the people of the Mekabli Torah would not know that the Torah means to be mamayit any other type of metal. Since they didn't have any metal, those people would not know that there's some sort of miyut to other metals. So therefore, what's more, and L'chor, we could also ask Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says that the Nais in the Torah knew there were more metals, he should have used the Lashon that implies all the metals. But L'chor, the Nais in the Torah was discussing, it was addressing the Dar Mekabli Torah, and since the Dar Mekabli Torah only knew of these six metals, L'chor, there's Malkum to suggest that the Torah, by enumerating all known metals, the Torah means to say all metals. And Be'emes, L'mais, if you look in the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, in the Kuntras Yivakish Das, in his Akhtamah to say to Tyrus, he seems to understand like that, exactly like we're saying, that he says that his Lashon is that the Pasuk was Nakat Hayuduim, the Torah discusses the metals that were known in the time of the Matan Torah, and V'hu Adin L'chol Kli Matris, and Hu Adin, the Torah means all types of metals, and that's the Pashtus of the Mishmais of the Aruch HaShulchan also. The Aruch HaShulchan over here in Simen Kuf Chof, Sif Chav Gimel, he says, Kol min matchas shehu chayiv betvila. B'pshutai, what he means to say by Kol min matchas shehu is that even the new types of metals that they have, that they discovered subsequent to the days of Chazal, that's also chayiv and tvila. Otherwise you should speak out that it's the metals that the Torah enumerates. And for this Lashon indicates also, he was like the Tiferes Yisrael, that it's only that it's all metals that we have today are all chayiv betfila min haTorah. And also the Sefer Tfilas Kalim brings down for that he heard b'shem Rav Shmuel Vazner that he also holds that aluminum kalim are chayiv and tefila min haTorah. Al kopanim it's a machlekes achrayim. And like we said from Moshe, Moshe's shita is that aluminum tefillah of aluminum, that tefillah of aluminum is not part of what the Torah is mechayev. However, Rav Moshe says that even though aluminum is not chayev in tefillah in the Torah, he says that it is chayev in tefillah with midrabanan. He says it's not worse than glass, just like glass, since you can melt it down and fix it. So he says the same thing applies to aluminum, that since you can melt it down and fix it, therefore it should certainly be chayev in tefillah. And according to Moshe, he would make a bracha on tefillah of aluminum kalim. Now the Gemara continues, and he brings down from Rav Ashi that this concept we just mentioned, that kli zchuchis, that glass kalim, hayol v'chi nishtabru yesh lehem katakana, since when they break, you can fix them, ki kli matchis tamu. They are comparable to kli matchis, which means that the Chazal put on a made a gzeira on a takana for kli zchuchis, for a utensil made out of glass, that it too is chayiv in tefillah midrabbanan. Now, I just wanted to discuss, there's a misconception for somebody that some people have, that when you tovel glass, you do not make a bracha. That is really purely a misconception. The Gemara says it's a chiv in Durbanon. And like all mitzvahs, when a person does a mitzvah in Durbanon, they have to make a bracha. And that's pretty much the shita of the Paiskim, that you have to make a bracha on glass as well as metal. Now, the Paiskim discuss whether plastic, has a din like glass. And it was just like glass, you're able to fix, so too, really, plastic, you can also melt down and fix. So, they bring down a tshuva from, the oil of Ram, that's Rav Ram Shag, the Rebbe of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. He there discusses what in his days was a new discovery, that somehow they can make a type of plasticky material out of bones that they could also, you could melt down and fix. And he says that it's certainly a person has to be toivel such a kli. So some places want to say that the same thing with plastic. A person has to be tovel plastic just like glass, because the same sort applies. Since you could melt it down and fix it, so it's similar to metal. So same thing with plastic. You can melt it down and fix it. And that's the way the Shalos Tshuvos Minchas Yitzchok says. He's choishish for the Shita. And he says, L'maisa, a person should be tovel kalim of plastic for this reason. However, he says, do not make a bracha. Now, L'maisa, this opinion is somewhat of a das yachid. The fact is that the vast majority of Gdolei Achrayim do not agree, and they hold that the person does not have to be toivel plastic at all. They bring like down like that from the Chazon Ish, and Rav Henkin, and Rav Adya Yosef holds like that, and Tzitz Eliezer. Many, many poiskim, the vast, vast majority of the poiskim, I think that's the minig of almost the vast majority of the Olam, does not toivel plastic, and when we hold that plastic is not one of the substances that requires tefillah. And Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Ma'asif L'Tayvara also brings light down like this very clearly, that plastic is not a material that requires tefillah. Now, I once heard from Shmuel Felder, very chashuv of Paisik in Lakewood, that he asked Rav Reuven Feinstein, that how could Rav Moshe hold, why is it that Rav Moshe holds that plastic is not chayiv in tefillah, just like Rav Moshe said that aluminum is that it's pashut, that it's chayiv in tefillah midrabanan, because it's not worse than plastic, since you can melt it and fix it, why should Rav Moshe not hold the same thing applies to plastic, that since you can melt it down and fix it, so then it should be chayiv in tefillah, just like glass is chayiv in tefillah. So Rav Reuven Feinstein answered a very intelligent answer. He said that Rav Moshe held that the reason why Chazal made a takana to consider glass like metal is because glass is really comes from the ground the same way that metal comes from the ground. In other words, metal is mined from the ground and glass is produced from the ground. So therefore, since glass has the property of metal that if you melt it, that if it breaks, you can melt it down and fix it, so then people will consider, they won't see there's any difference between glass and metal. Therefore, Chazal made such a takana. And by the same token, the same thing would apply to aluminum. Since aluminum is mined from the ground, the way metal is, so and has the property that you can melt it down and in order to fix it, so therefore, the same reason that Chazal said to glass applies to aluminum. However, plastic doesn't come at all from the ground. Actually, plastic comes from petroleum. But so since it's not mined from the ground, so it has no shaykhus whatsoever. It does not resemble at all metal. Therefore, even though it happens to be that if it breaks, you can melt it down and fix it, but that itself is not at all capable of making it comparable to metal. And therefore, Rav Moshe held that it's pashut that plastic is not chayiv in tefillah the way glass is. Al kapanim is before in the Gemara that glass, utensils made of glass, require tefillah. Now, there's a very big nidin in the Paiskim regarding a glass tray. So, Lamashal, let's say you have a glass cutting board or a glass challah tray. The question is, a flat tray of glass, is that chayiv in tefillah or not? Now, the underlying issue is that because we find by Tyrus that the halacha is Pshutei Kli Matchas are Mekabel Tumah. That means if, let's say, you have a flat piece of metal that's used as a utensil, let's say a screwdriver, so then it's such a thing as Mekabel Tumah. However, by Kli Shruchis, if you have a flat utensil made out of glass, such a utensil is not Mekabel Tumah. And the only type of utensil that's Mekabel Tumah is if the utensil has a receptacle, like have a glass cup or something, such a kli is Mekabel Tumah. So the question is, what about Tfilas Kalim? Do we say by Tfilas Kalim that if it's a pshuti kli sruchas, if you have a flat utensil out of glass, is that chayiv in tefillah for Tfilas Kalim? Or perhaps we should compare Tfilas Kalim to Kabbalah's Tumah. And just like such a flat utensil of glass is not Mekabel Tumah, perhaps we should say that by the same token, the flat utensil is not chayiv in tefillah and tefillas kelim. Now, b'pshutai, this question is really a machlekes achrayim. There's a very famous machlekes achrayim about whether if you have a utensil that for some reason is not Mekabel Tumah, whether it's chayiv in tefillah in tefillas kelim or not. It's an old machlekes. It's early achrayim discussed it. The case that early achrayim were discussing really is, if you have a large, like a vat or something that's meant just to store things, is that such a large kli, this large storage container, does it require tefillah or not? The reason is because there's the concept in Tyrus that a kli oitzer, that a kli, a utensil that's made just for storage, not to do anything, that it's not Mekabel Tumah. So some achrayim want to say that the same thing by tefillas kelim. If they have a kli oitzer, I'll have a utensil that's a large utensil just made to store things, a storage barrel or something, that such a utensil is not chayiv in tefillah, because since it's not Mekabel Tumah, it's not mechayiv in tefillah either. Other achrayim say that tefillas kelim has nothing to do with tyrus, and even though you need kli seuda, but it has nothing to do with whether or not the kli is Mekabel Tumah. And l'maisa, this machlekes is an old machlekes. It goes down until the latest generation. The Chalkas Yaakov, Rav Breish, says that he holds that the ikur is that it's pater in tefillah. The Michas Yitzchok holds it is chayiv in tefillah. And Pashas, we would say that the same thing with a glass tray, that it's totally in this machlekes about whether or not a kli that's not Mekabel Tumah, whether or not it's chayiv in tefillas kelim when you buy from a guy. That's the pashut approach that we would say. So, Lamaisa, if you say that a kli that's pater from tyrus, a kli that's not Mekabel Tumah, is nonetheless chayiv in tefillas kelim, then it would indeed seem pashut to say that over here that a glass tray would be chayiv in tefillas kelim. However, there is makom to say that even if you hold that regarding, let's say, a kli oitzer, a utensil that's meant for storage, then it would be pater from tefillas kelim, since it's not Mekabel Tumah, there would be still a makom to say that this glass, the flat glass utensil, would still be chayiv in tefillas kelim. Now, the reason for this is that really there's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tazayin. So the Gemara over there discusses why it is that pshutei kli tzchuches, which are not Mekabel Tumah. So the Gemara says over there, brings down Rav Ashi, that Rav Ashi says the reason is that it's, since glass is similar to kli cheres, since it's similar to earthenware kelim, and by an earthenware kli, it's certainly not Mekabel Tumah unless there's a kli kibul, since really it's only Mekabel Tumah if Tumah is inside of it. So therefore, earthenware kli is not Mekabel Tumah, and glass is similar to earth, so therefore, a flat kli of glass is not Mekabel Tumah. That's what Rav Ashi over there says. Now, Tosis over there points out that Rav Ashi in our Gemara is the same one that says that tzchuches, that glass, is similar to metal. So Tosis just says that you have to say that tefillas kelim is different than tyrus. So Tosis does not really explain what he means when he says that it's different, and there's makom to say one of two things in explaining what Tais is saying. We could say that what Tosis means is that what Rav Ashi is saying in our Gemara in Avodah Zarah is that Chazal, when it comes to Tfilas Kelim, we look at glass as metal. Notice they gave a din to glass, they gave a din metal. And therefore, if we want to know if, let's say, Pshuti Kli Sruchis is Chayiv in Tfilas Kelim, if a flat glass, a flat utensil of glass is Chayiv in Tfilah, we look at it as if it was metal. And since if it was metal, it would be Chayiv in Tfilas Kelim, so Chazal said, okay, now this is also Chayiv in Tfilas Kelim. That's one way to look at it. Or we could say that all Tosis means is that when we want to know if glass is a type of metal, is a type of material that is chayv in tefillah, so we say that glass is a type of metal of material that's chayv in tefillah, but it's only subject to restrictions of the type of utensil it is. And if it's a type of utensil that's not mekabel tuma, so even though it's made out of glass, it still would not be mekabel, it would still not be chayv in tefillah, according to those shittas, that a kli that's not mekabel tuma is also potter from Tfilas Kelim. So it comes out that really there's a big mark in the Klara. I saw that Rav Osner in the Shuvas Shevi Levi, he brings down for Pshitos, he doesn't speak about Tosis the way we are, but he just says that the Gemara says that Chazal gave a din of metal to glass, so just like a flat utensil of metal is chayv in tefillah, so too a flat utensil of glass would also be chayv in tefillah. But come on, it's really not poshut. I think the general consensus of the poskim is that if you have, let's say, a glass challah tray, which is very common, then what you should do is you retovel it without a bracha. Preferably, you should be tovel with something that is definitely chayv a bracha. But I think most poskim would say that you should be tovel it. However, you should not make a bracha when you tovel it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.